Before I kind of go through practice, just one note. Jairus Byrd today is having a surgical procedure in his back for a disc. It's been asymptomatic, but it's something we wanted to do, and he is well to alleviate or avoid any issues come in the fall. He'll be back here in a week, so for this next week, he won't be at these OTAs. He'll be going through basically his rehab, and it's something that didn't need to be done, but I think both he and ourselves felt like it would be something that would prevent any issues in the fall. So he's the one guy that I'll hit on injury-wise. The rest of those guys, you know, I won't go through during these OTAs. Any questions with regards to practice?
When did you notice, or what brought it to your attention?
Oh, it's probably in the last, I would say, month during the weightlifting. And it's something that he's dealt with before. This is something after the doctors looked at it and the specialists out in L.A. looked at it. Watson, he felt this was one scenario that would kind of take care of it rather than try to. He wasn't having any pain. It was asymptomatic, and yet it was still something that we wanted to handle, especially with his position.
If it was during the season, he may or may not have had the surgery. If it was during the season,
no. If it was during the season, you wouldn't go through the procedure. You know, you would treat it symptomatically. Then, if it was sore, you would treat it. So, we're just deciding to do it now.
And you think he might practice during this mini camp?
I don't know that he will. Our guess would be that we'll be real cautious and probably get him back here, and then he'll start up training camp with no problem.
Kind of along those lines, nice to see Kenny Vaccaro out there moving around, looking pretty
good. We've got you know, a lot of those guys back. There's a handful of guys that are still kind of working through an injury and going through rehab, but overall, it's been pretty smooth.
Sean, I know every year the roster is different, and OTAs and mini camps and mission training camps are all different every year. But do you ever go back and look at the beginning of camp? From one year to the next, and you kind of gauge on when you guys are coming back into the system again, how this, are you seeing improvement?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a, you know,
early still.
Well, the main purpose here in this off season is obviously the weight room and their conditioning, and then the drills we're going through hopefully allow them mentally to play as fast as they can when we put pads on. It's really hard during these OTAs and you can evaluate assignment and alignment and those type of things, but it's hard to draw conclusions. Every year there's, you know, guys that maybe go through a certain segment here, and then when we get into pads, they look a little different or play a little differently. And so it's just, you know, the current format of how we practice, you know, and right now there's a lot of mental to what we're doing. And yet the most important part still is the weight training and the conditioning. So this is a chance to get out and work with them on the calls that, you know, we're making, their alignment, and hopefully that installation that we do now carries over into training camp.
Another one of those guys that you haven't seen on the field for a while, Patrick Robinson. What have you seen out of him? So
he's moving around well, you know, and there's some rust I'm sure he's working through, but his rehab has been real good. He's worked real hard at it, and you know, he seems to be moving pretty fluidly, and I'm sure as he continues to do that and gets more comfortable with the football movements, that'll help. But he's had a real good off season with regards to his injury and how he's approached it.
I realize this applies for everybody, but this is probably an important period for Patrick Robinson for sure because of.
Yeah, it is important for everyone. It's important for him because of the injury, and you know, there's always that sense of urgency.
It's the third practice this week. Have you noticed kind of, we saw the energy, these guys being out here. I mean, it's first time really since, you know, the playoff game they've gotten out here.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, the attendance in the offseason's been outstanding. You know, we're fortunate enough to be in one of those areas where the climate's conducive to players coming here and training. You know, I'm sure that after the time off and then the early part of the off-season program, which is basically the weightlifting and then the classroom element to get into this third phase, you know, the OTAs and then the mini camp here in a few weeks is something I'm sure a lot of these guys were anxious for.
Dallas lost a starting linebacker with a knee injury in OTAs.
Happens every year.
Yeah, I mean, how big a fear is that for you?
Well, anytime we practice football, you always worry about an injury. It's football.
How is Champ Bailey just off the field and on the field?
Real sharp. Real sharp. He's in good shape. He's moving well. He too is coming off of a foot, getting himself healthy, but he's 100% now and made a real nice play on a ball earlier today, so he's doing well.
Is it when you see these undrafted guys and these younger guys, I guess, out there with the veteran guys, is there a huge gap that you see from obviously from rookie minicamp or some ahead of the curve?
I think the schedule this year gave these guys a little bit more time than in the past. You know, they were able to, right after the draft, because of a May draft, they were here on Monday, and we were putting them into our strength program, separate from the veterans, but nonetheless, they were, you know, kind of in football school, and typically their first day or first weekend here would be just the rookie mini camp. So I think it's helped them a little bit with the schedule. And that being said, that, you know, they're behind some, obviously they know that, but there's a lot to be learned from the standpoint of just watching reps ahead of you. I think to see guys do what we're asking them to do, to see that, I think, is very helpful.
Coach Payton, when you compare Darren Sproles now to Brandon Cooks, everyone said, oh, that's, you know, he's ready to take the role of Sproles, but isn't it more of the approach that Sproles was a running back who could play receiver, and Cooks being more a receiver, that maybe you can run a reverse with, or, you know, obviously bubble screen and stuff like that?
That would be, yeah, that, I think that would be accurate. Brandon's a wide receiver. And certainly he can do some things that you mentioned. And Darren, by nature, was a guy we felt very comfortable handing the ball to as a running back. Both are explosive and both have some things that some quickness, but they're different positions.
Sean, on Patrick Robinson, you guys obviously had seen enough from him in the past to stay committed to him this offseason and wanted to give him another chance to kind of prove himself in this new defense. Can you talk about what it is about him that...
Well, look, he's still a young player that we've seen develop. He's someone that can run, we think has good instincts. So, I'm sure he's just as anxious as we are to get out here healthy. And, you know, we felt last offseason he did a lot of good things. So he's right there as one of the guys competing for playing time and for a spot at that corner position.
Coach, back to Kenny Vaccaro. He had such a good year before it was cut short with the injury. What kind of jump do you expect to see from him in this second year?
It's just the progression. You know, he's certainly someone that's comfortable with the system. In your second year, the familiarity with the terminology and the overall understanding of what we do. But he's a football player. He enjoys playing. He's a real good tackler. There's not a lot of leaky yardage. And I would agree with you in that prior to his injury, each week he kept getting better and better. So for him to align, get aligned, get set up, make the calls, that part's probably a lot smoother than it was this time last year.
Sean, do you feel like you have more depth defensively than offensive this year? Has there ever been a time since you've been here that you could say that, if it is?
I think we're younger defensively than we are offensively. The depth question really would be position specific. Some positions, yes, and at some positions offensively, we're deep.
How do you like where Kyrie Robinson is this year? I mean, after having a lot of games under his belt last year, he's fighting to make the team at this point. So what have you seen as far as his progression goes?
Well, he's someone who has, someone has obviously got more confidence now. You see him, just from an assignment standpoint, understanding the protections much quicker. You know, that took a while for him last year. And, you know, I think that, a year in his belt, the overall understanding of all the things that he needs to do at the running back position is a lot better.
So that was maybe one of the most challenging things from last summer, just learning these things.
I think a young player, running back in particular, you know, the running part of it is something that would be the easier part, the protections and all the different things that go into the pickups become more challenging, but he's a lot further along than he was this time last year.
Coach Payton, looking at the center position with Tim Lolito, and obviously doesn't have any NFL starts at center, is it something pretty much that you go into training camp and evaluate what he does in a preseason game where you actually live, whether you would maybe bringing a Jonathan Gooden down the road? Is that something that you wait and see what happens in live contact, live drills?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for a guy to win a position until we get into training camp. So, yes. And then, you know, with our depth there, we've got a few other younger guys that are rotating in, and we've always got the flexibility of signing a veteran player. And, you know, we kind of look at that, and really we look at this 90-man roster right now each week at a time. You know, there'll be some changes still before we get to minicamp. There may not be a lot of them, but each week we'll look at opportunities to sign players. And Tim's someone, though, that has handled the transition right now pretty well. But he's going to have to, when we get into the training camp, you know, do it in a live setting.